Welcome to Chapter 7, where we dive into the concept of the balance of trade, or BOT. This topic is essential for understanding how nations manage their imports and exports, and how these trade flows influence economic health. By exploring factors like trade surpluses, deficits, and global trade policies, we'll uncover the dynamics that shape international commerce and economic stability. Understanding the dynamics of international trade is crucial for grasping how economies interact and grow in a globalized world. Through this session, you will gain insights into the factors shaping trade balances, the role of trade policies, and the impact of global events on trade. By the end, you will be equipped to analyze trade-related challenges and opportunities, enabling you to make informed decisions or contribute meaningfully to discussions on global trade. The balance of trade, or BOT, is a fundamental economic concept that measures the difference between a country's exports and imports. When exports exceed imports, the country experiences a trade surplus, while a trade deficit occurs when imports are higher. BOT is calculated by analyzing debit items like imports and foreign aid against credit items such as exports and foreign investments. This measure is crucial for understanding a nation's economic strength, political stability, and attractiveness to foreign investors. Several factors, including production costs, currency exchange rates, and trade policies, influence the trade balance. By examining BOT, economists and policymakers can gain valuable insights into a country's trade dynamics and overall economic health. The balance of trade is shaped by a variety of factors that influence a country's exports and imports. For instance, lower production costs in an exporting country can make its goods more competitive globally. Currency exchange rates also play a crucial role. A weaker domestic currency can boost exports by making them cheaper for foreign buyers. Trade policies, such as tariffs and subsidies, directly impact the volume of imports and exports. Non-tariff barriers, like environmental or safety regulations, can further restrict imports. Lastly, the business cycle affects trade dynamics, with export-led growth favoring exports and domestic demand-led growth increasing imports. Together, these factors create a complex and dynamic trade environment. Structural trade surpluses occur when a country consistently exports more than it imports, leading to a positive trade balance. Several factors contribute to this phenomenon. Export-oriented growth strategies enhance production capabilities and promote goods for international markets. Foreign direct investment plays a crucial role, as foreign companies often export goods produced in the host country. High domestic savings rates, coupled with low consumption, as seen in countries like China, also drive trade surpluses. Additionally, closed economy policies, such as tariffs and non-tariff barriers, limit imports and protect domestic industries. Lastly, income from overseas investments, including profits, interest, and dividends, further supports a favorable trade balance. Together, these factors create a robust framework for maintaining structural trade surpluses. Exports and imports play a crucial role in shaping a nation's GDP. Exports add to GDP by generating revenue from foreign markets, while imports reduce GDP as they represent spending on goods and services from abroad. A trade surplus, where exports exceed imports, boosts GDP and reflects economic strength. Conversely, a trade deficit, where imports surpass exports, can drag down GDP and signal economic challenges. For instance, countries like Japan and Germany often maintain trade surpluses due to high savings rates, while the US frequently runs trade deficits due to lower savings and higher consumption. Understanding these dynamics is essential for evaluating a nation's economic health. Trade surpluses and deficits play a crucial role in shaping a nation's GDP. When a country exports more than it imports, it experiences a trade surplus, which positively contributes to economic growth. For instance, Japan and Germany, with their high savings rates, often run trade surpluses, boosting their GDP. On the other hand, trade deficits, where imports exceed exports, act as a drag on GDP. The United States, with its low savings rate, has consistently faced trade deficits, particularly with countries like China and Japan. Additionally, the type of trade deficit matters. Deficits in manufactured goods or software can have different impacts on domestic employment compared to raw materials. These examples highlight the intricate relationship between trade balances and economic health. India's trade deficit has been a persistent challenge, with the 2023 figure reaching $240.67 billion. This table shows the trend over the past decade, highlighting fluctuations influenced by global economic conditions and domestic factors. Key imports like crude oil, machinery, and chemicals drive this deficit, while exports such as textiles and software struggle to keep pace. The data underscores the need for strategic trade policies to address this imbalance. Understanding these trends is crucial for evaluating India's economic stability and growth potential. India's trade deficit in 2023 reached $240.67 billion, continuing a long-standing trend of higher imports than exports. This deficit is largely driven by the country's reliance on importing crude oil, chemicals, and machinery, while its exports are concentrated in textiles, software, and petroleum products. Rising crude oil prices have further exacerbated the situation, increasing the cost of imports. Additionally, India's rapid economic growth has fueled a surge in import demand, which has outpaced the growth of exports. This persistent trade imbalance poses significant challenges, including pressure on foreign exchange reserves, increased foreign debt, and broader implications for GDP and the balance of payments. In 2023, several countries faced significant trade deficits, with the United States leading at over $1,152 billion. This is largely due to high consumer demand and reliance on imported goods. The United Kingdom follows, grappling with post-Brexit trade challenges and energy imports. India ranks third, with a deficit of $240.67 billion, driven by its reliance on crude oil imports and a service-oriented economy. France and Turkey also feature prominently, with deficits stemming from energy imports and weaker export growth. These figures underscore the diverse economic factors influencing trade imbalances globally. Free trade is a policy that removes barriers like tariffs and quotas, enabling unrestricted trade between nations. It contrasts sharply with protectionism, which seeks to shield domestic industries through such barriers. Historically, Great Britain led the way in adopting free trade principles during the 19th century. Today, trade agreements like NAFTA and SAFTA continue to promote free trade, though they sometimes create external barriers. Economically, free trade fosters growth and efficiency, but can also result in challenges, particularly for workers in industries that face increased competition from imports. Free trade policies are designed to create an open and competitive global market. They eliminate tariffs and other trade barriers, allowing goods and services to flow freely across borders. By removing trade-distorting policies, such as subsidies or regulations favoring specific industries, these policies ensure a level playing field. Unregulated access to markets and market information further promotes transparency and informed decision-making. Additionally, free trade agreements play a crucial role in reducing barriers and fostering international cooperation. These features collectively enhance economic efficiency, promote competition, and increase consumer choice, driving global economic growth. Trade agreements are essential tools for reducing trade barriers like tariffs and quotas, enabling smoother exchange of goods and services between nations. They promote economic stability by fostering predictable and cooperative trade relationships. Examples such as NAFTA, SAFTA, and EFTA highlight their role in enhancing regional and international trade. These agreements also encourage free trade policies, ensuring unregulated market access and reducing trade distorting practices. While they bring benefits like increased competition and lower prices, they also pose challenges for industries unable to compete with foreign imports. Overall, trade agreements significantly shape global trade dynamics and economic stability. Trade barriers are restrictions imposed by governments to regulate international trade. They come in two main forms: tariff barriers, which are taxes on imports, and non-tariff barriers, such as import licensing and product standards. While these measures can protect domestic industries and jobs, they often lead to higher prices and fewer choices for consumers. On a global scale, trade barriers can disrupt market efficiency, provoke trade wars, and hinder economic growth. Interestingly, high-income countries generally impose fewer trade barriers compared to middle and low-income nations, where such restrictions are more common, particularly in agriculture. Understanding these dynamics is crucial for analyzing global trade policies and their implications. Tariff barriers are implemented for several strategic reasons. First, they help protect domestic employment by shielding local industries from foreign competition, which could otherwise lead to job losses. Second, tariffs safeguard consumers by restricting the import of potentially harmful or unsafe products. Third, they support the growth of infant industries by giving them a competitive edge in the domestic market. Fourth, tariffs ensure national security by protecting critical industries like defense from foreign dependency. Lastly, they serve as a tool for retaliation against unfair trade practices, promoting fair competition and adherence to trade agreements. Non-tariff barriers are restrictions on international trade that do not involve tariffs but can significantly impact global trade dynamics. Import licensing, for example, restricts imports through specific requirements, as seen in India's negative list of products. Standards and certifications, like those mandated by the Bureau of Indian Standards, ensure quality but can also act as protectionist measures. Anti-dumping and countervailing measures are used to shield domestic industries from unfair competition, while export subsidies make local products more competitive internationally. These barriers, while protecting domestic industries, can reduce competition, increase prices, and lead to trade disputes. India's foreign trade policy for 2015 to 2020 was a strategic initiative to enhance the country's global trade presence. The primary goal was to increase India's share in global exports from 2% to 3.5%, focusing on both goods and services. To achieve this, the policy introduced two major export incentive schemes: the Manufactured Goods Exports Incentive Scheme and the Service Exports Incentive Scheme. Specific sectors like textiles, leather, and wood products were given exemptions from customs duties and internal taxes to boost their export performance. Additionally, the garment sector saw increased incentives in 2016 to promote employment and provide refunds for state levies. The policy also supported local industries through initiatives like Make in India and preferential market access for domestically produced goods, ensuring a balance between global competitiveness and domestic growth. India's procurement policies are designed to prioritize local industries and MSMEs, ensuring their growth and sustainability. The government provides price preferences to local suppliers in contracts, often giving them an edge over foreign competitors. However, the absence of a unified procurement policy has led to inconsistencies across states and ministries. To support MSMEs, 20% of public procurements are reserved for them, while the Defence Offsets Program mandates foreign companies to invest in Indian-produced goods and services. Additionally, initiatives like Make in India encourage the procurement of domestically manufactured products, boosting local manufacturing and economic development. Service barriers in international trade are restrictions that hinder the provision of services across borders. These include ownership restrictions, where foreign firms face limitations in sectors like banking and telecommunications, and licensing requirements, which impose stringent rules for operating in fields like legal or engineering services. Regulatory standards, such as health and safety or professional qualifications, also create challenges for foreign providers. Additionally, market access restrictions, like quotas, limit the number of foreign service providers in certain sectors. These barriers not only reduce competition and consumer choice, but also impact a country's trade balance by restricting the growth of domestic service providers in international markets. Trade barriers, such as tariffs and non-tariff measures, have significant implications for global trade. They disrupt economic efficiency by protecting less competitive domestic industries, which can hinder overall growth. For consumers, these barriers often mean higher prices as the cost of imported goods rises. While some domestic industries may benefit in the short term, they risk becoming less efficient without competitive pressure. On a global scale, trade barriers can lead to retaliatory actions, escalating into trade wars that strain international relations and disrupt supply chains. Although the influence of tariffs has declined due to organizations like the WTO, non-tariff barriers are increasingly being used to shield domestic markets. In modern trade, the role of tariffs has significantly diminished. This change is largely driven by international organizations like the WTO, which promote free trade and discourage the use of tariffs. Instead, countries have shifted to non-tariff barriers, such as quotas and export restraints, to regulate trade and protect their domestic industries. Free trade agreements have further facilitated this transition, reducing tariffs and fostering global economic integration. However, governments still face the challenge of balancing the benefits of free trade, like lower consumer prices, with the need to protect domestic industries and maintain employment. This shift reflects the complexities of navigating a globalized economy. The balance of trade is a key indicator of a nation's economic health, influencing GDP, currency values, and overall stability. A trade surplus can boost GDP and strengthen the currency, while a deficit can have the opposite effect, potentially leading to foreign debt and economic challenges. Trade balances also exhibit anti-cyclical behavior, with surpluses often occurring during recessions and deficits during economic booms. Global crises, such as the COVID-19 pandemic or geopolitical conflicts, can significantly disrupt trade flows and create imbalances. Understanding these dynamics is essential for assessing a country's economic resilience and policy effectiveness. Trade balances exhibit a strong anti-cyclical pattern, with deficits often occurring during economic booms and surpluses during recessions. A surplus, while seemingly positive, may indicate underutilized resources that could otherwise drive economic growth. Developing countries, in particular, struggle to maintain surpluses during recessions due to unfavorable terms of trade, where they pay more for imports and earn less from exports. Additionally, when accumulated surpluses are eventually spent, they can lead to sudden and uneven economic changes in the recipient countries. Overall, trade balances are deeply intertwined with the business cycle, reflecting the economic health and challenges of a nation at different stages of growth and contraction. The balance of trade plays a crucial role in determining currency exchange rates. When a country exports more than it imports, the demand for its goods and currency rises, leading to currency appreciation. Conversely, a trade deficit reduces currency demand, causing depreciation. Central banks often intervene in currency markets to influence these dynamics, such as selling their own currency to keep it undervalued and boost exports. A notable example is the USA-China trade relationship, where the United States has accused China of manipulating the yuan to maintain a trade surplus. These currency fluctuations significantly impact global trade, shaping competitiveness, investment flows, and economic stability. The balance of trade, or BOT, focuses specifically on the trade of goods, measuring the difference between a country's exports and imports. In contrast, the balance of payments, or BOP, offers a broader perspective, encompassing all economic transactions, including services, income, and capital flows. BOT is a subset of BOP, meaning it contributes to the current account within the BOP framework. While BOT directly impacts trade surpluses or deficits, BOP provides a comprehensive view of a nation's economic health, including its financial and capital accounts. Understanding these distinctions is crucial for analyzing global economic interactions and a country's position in the international market. Global crises have profound effects on international trade and economic stability. The China-US trade war, for instance, led to tariffs and trade barriers, causing economic struggles for farmers and manufacturers, and even a mild recession in the US manufacturing sector. The COVID-19 pandemic disrupted global commerce, with a 7% drop in trade in 2020, supply chain issues, and significant revenue losses in sectors like Scotch whisky. The Russia-Ukraine war has further destabilized trade, with sanctions on Russia and disruptions in the export of key commodities like wheat and natural gas. These crises have also highlighted vulnerabilities in global supply chains, increasing costs and delivery times. Together, these events underscore the interconnectedness of global economies and the urgent need for strategic measures to mitigate such impacts. The China-US trade war, initiated in 2018, was driven by US concerns over unfair trade practices by China, including intellectual property theft and forced technology transfers. This conflict led to significant economic consequences, such as higher prices for US consumers, struggles for farmers and manufacturers, and a mild recession in the manufacturing sector. Globally, the trade war caused economic instability in countries like Chile and Ecuador, while some nations benefited from increased manufacturing opportunities. Tariffs disrupted global supply chains, raising costs for businesses and consumers alike. In response, governments took measures to address the economic fallout, underscoring the broader risks of protectionist trade policies. The COVID-19 pandemic had a profound impact on global trade, causing a 7% decline in commerce during 2020. This was largely due to disruptions in demand and supply chains, which affected various sectors differently. For instance, exports of food and drink products, like Scotch whisky, saw significant declines as the global hospitality industry faced a major slump. While merchandise trade began to recover by late 2020, services trade, including tourism, remained sluggish due to ongoing travel restrictions. Additionally, global supply chain disruptions led to higher shipping costs, longer delivery times, and rising commodity prices, further complicating recovery efforts. To address these challenges, governments are encouraged to strengthen domestic production and logistics to build resilience and reduce dependency on global supply chains. The Russia-Ukraine war has significantly disrupted global trade. Sanctions on Russia, the most sanctioned country globally, have halted production in many industries due to restricted access to foreign parts and services. Both Russia and Ukraine, key exporters of commodities like wheat, natural gas, and seed oils, have seen their export capabilities severely affected. This has led to sharp price increases in energy and agricultural products, with Ukraine's grain exports particularly impacted due to blocked Black Sea ports. Sanctioning countries face reduced goods availability, while energy exporting nations benefit from higher prices but face rising costs. Meanwhile, India has maintained trade with Russia, using Indian rupees for transactions, which shields it from some sanctions effects. In this lesson, we explored the intricate dynamics of the balance of trade BOT and its profound impact on economic health. We delved into the factors influencing trade balances, including structural surpluses and deficits, and their implications on GDP. The session also shed light on trade barriers, free trade policies, and the role of trade agreements in shaping global trade. We examine India's trade policies, including the Make in India initiative, and analyze the effects of global crises like the COVID-19 pandemic and the Russia-Ukraine war on international trade. Finally, we discuss the ongoing debate between free trade and protectionism, emphasizing the importance of resilience in global trade systems.